So let me guess. You were up all night again, just scrolling through your feed, scrolling through your inspiration, the people that you follow, looking through different things and wondering what it is that they have that you don't have. Then all of a sudden, you come across some different ads, some people promoting and telling you about this new workout that's going to finally work, about this new supplement that is going to help you shed those pounds, about this new thing that is going to kickstart this diet for you, this program for you, your metabolism, your mindset, all of it, so that you finally are able to get the goals and achieve what it is you want to for the first time ever. But that's not what you want. You don't want another plan. You don't want another diet. You want the complete opposite of that. You've done so many of them. You've done the classes. You've beat the times. You've made the progressions. You've meal prepped. You've stuck with your plan and you've avoided going out. But why? Why are you doing all of this if you don't have a contest, if you don't have a show, if you don't have something coming up that requires you to be so incredibly strict with yourself? And you're wondering why. Why you're following all of these competitive athletes, all of these professionals that are getting paid to be in shape, that are getting paid to stick to their diet, that are getting paid to look amazing 24/7. And you're starting to wonder, why are you trying to be like them? Because you're not getting paid to look like this. You're not getting paid to have this amazing physique, to be able to go incredibly fast, to be able to lift this intense weight. But you still feel like that's what you need to do. Because that's what's always shown. It's always shown to be in bikinis. It's always shown to be in shape 24/7. It's always shown to be in the gym all the time, to always be cooking, to have your life surrounded and be engulfed by fitness and health and food. But you don't want that. You started out doing this in order to get to a goal. And let me guess, that goal was to look good, to feel good, and to finally feel worthy and loved, and worthy of love, and worthy of a partner, and worthy of attention, and worthy of that raise, and worthy of this family, and worthy of this home, and worthy of this money, and worthy of this business, and worthy of this job, and worthy of these friends, and worthy of this environment, and worthy of this surrounding, and worthy of just being you. Because somewhere far back, you were told, or you thought you were told that you weren't good enough. That all of those great things people told about you have been pushed into a box in the corner of your mind and are no longer considered valuable. And somewhere along the lines of your life, you were brainwashed into thinking that this path, that this intensity was the one thing that would finally make you worthy. And it's killing you that that's your reasoning for doing this to yourself, is that you don't feel good enough. Because you started out just wanting to be strong, wanting to be athletic, wanting to be able to help people out when you could, and to feel very much self-sufficient. You wanted to be your own person. You wanted to be able to do whatever it is you needed to do or wanted to do all on your own. Because you've always been self-sufficient. You've always been your own person. You've always been the one that's been taking care of people. So in order for you to do that, you need to be as strong and healthy and fit and on top of your game as you possibly can. But somewhere along the lines, you lost that. You lost the reason of wanting to help people and being the best version of you because that lights your soul on fire. And it became looking for a reason to just be worthy. It's no longer helping people, but people helping you and validating you. And that is something you do not want. But it's become your life. It's become everything that this is. And how dare something that made you feel so good, that made you feel so empowered, that was your therapy, that was something that helped you, how in the world, how dare it turn into something that is destroying your soul? How dare your therapy turn into your monster? How dare your me time turn into your anxiety? How dare the one place that can get yourself away from the realities of the world bring them screaming loudly and clearly into your safe space? How dare the things that that fueled you, that made you recover and helped you out, how dare that food become the monster? How dare that start to scare you away from thinking that anything above the calorie count that you have given yourself or somebody else has given you is going to make you blow up, is going to make all of your hard work, all of your gains just slowly disappear or quickly just by looking at a donut? You must avert your eyes. You must stay on the outside of the grocery store, because anything else, just walking down those cereal box aisles, looking at all of the flavors, is going to automatically add 5 pounds and is going to take away all the muscle that you have gained this past year. I know you've thought those thoughts, and you know how ridiculous they are. But when they're only in your mind, and they consume your entire being, they make total sense, and you believe them. Because somewhere along the lines, you were told, you believed, that you didn't know enough, that your body wouldn't actually tell you what it needed, that it would sabotage itself, that it would hurt you, that it would make you fatter, that it would make you gain weight, that it would help make you lose your motivation for the gym, that it wouldn't actually want to be healthy, that it would lose its drive if you didn't find outside sources to push it, to motivate it, to encourage it, to make it silence its screams of hunger pain in order to get that body that you want. I heard somebody say that there is a 5 to 10 pound range of life weight where it's incredibly maintainable, where you're able to go out and enjoy it, and where you don't have to stress and worry about all that life has to offer you. And I found that. And as much as I want to lose a few extra pounds, and as much as I can, right now, that's not a priority for me. And I'm okay with that. And you may be in a place where it is. You may be in a place where you feel you need to do more, but it's just very hard. But odds are, if you are really resonating with this, you're in a place where you need to heal everything. And it's a process, because that is deep down in your soul and has masked your reason for actually being and doing. And I know this because I caught myself last night as well. I caught myself scrolling and comparing and looking and thinking, well, I saw myself in shorts yesterday. I'm not as lean as I thought I was, but maybe I do need to start dieting. Maybe I do need to get a little bit more crazy in the gym. But then this morning I took a step back and realized I still fit in my jeans very comfortably. I still love the way that I look in my clothes. I still feel really, really good. But that mirror and that comparison started to come back. Luckily now I'm able to kick it a lot faster than I would have before, and this would have spiraled me out of control before. Like I know you are at right now. And I want to get you out of that. So very badly. So at this point, I want you to know that you are not alone. You are far from it. Unfortunately and comfortingly, you are not alone. A lot of people are in your spot, but they just don't realize it, or they don't want to, or they don't even know that they are. But the first step is the realization and is understanding that this is not where you want to be, and this is not where you want to stay, and you do want something different. But you're also afraid that it's going to change your identity. You're going to lose your motivation. You're going to lose your drive. You're going to lose all of the things that you really do like about yourself. Maybe the few things you do. And you can't imagine not liking yourself any less. You can't imagine not liking yourself anymore. So you'd rather just stay where you're at than go through that. But I want you to know it is possible, where you can find that balance, where you can find that support without stressing about anything else. So when you are ready to get out of that, let me know. We can start small, or we can dive head first. But it is a process, and it does take implementation, and it does take constant work. But you know this. In order to do something you've never done, you've got to be willing to try something you've never tried before. In order to get to that place you really want to be at. And for the first time, it's going to be taking it easy, taking it slow, and just letting yourself breathe. It's going to be totally fine. You are not alone. You very much are in good company. We've all gone through it and on different ends, different extremes of the spectrum, but we can all relate with you. You know what it's like to not like the person in the mirror, to wonder if you're ever going to not have an extreme emotional attachment to food, if you'll ever be in control, if you'll ever just want to actually work out and to have days where you don't go to the gym and you don't feel like a total waste of human life. Because life has given you an incredible gift of being alive and being human. And as wonderful as that is, it also comes with those terrible feelings and those terrible things you need to work through, called emotions. And you are an incredibly emotional person. You feel so strongly and you care so deeply. So it does take some time, but it is totally worth it. So I would love to talk, because I know you've been scrolling and it's just been in your head. And the more it stays in your head, the more it's going to keep swirling around. So in order to change that, we need to get it out. I've been there. I completely understand where you're coming from, and I am more than willing to hear what you have to say. I'll not only listen, but I'll actually hear what you're saying. When you're ready for that, let me know. This isn't selling. This isn't pushing. This is totally just helping you and guiding you to where it is that you really want to go. You've got this. You aren't broken. Big things are coming your way. Finally.